neck's broken.
Oh.
Murder, my friend.
Murder? Did you do this?
No. The body of the man who killed him lies in there.
Body?
You mean to say there's two of them?
Ooh. Albert, keep an eye on this old cove. I place him in your custody for the time being.
I'd rather go with you.
Chicken-hearted. How do you expect to win your stripes?
I shan't run away.
Gentleman with a stake driven right through his heart.
Oh.
Do you know anything about this?
Yes, I did it.
Who is he in there?
His name was Count Dracula.
How long has he been dead?
About 500 years.
Albert, hand me them handcuffs.
Those won't be necessary, Constable.
So you say. One bloke weltering in his blood, with a stake driven through his heart, a gentleman lying here, with his neck broke? By the way, who is he?
A poor harmless imbecile who ate spiders and flies.
Harmless?
Oh.
This is a case for Scotland Yard. Come on.
I had no choice. Naturally, I destroyed him.
Well, I've heard a great many fantastic stories in my time, Professor Van Helsing, but if you'll forgive my saying so, this one...
I know. But surely, surely you can't expect to face an English jury with such a defense. It's my only one, because it's true.
It's utterly mad.
Mad or unbelievable?
Oh, very well, in deference to your position in the scientific world, let us say unbelievable.
The strength of the vampire, Sir Basil, lies in the fact that he is unbelievable.
Vampires, vampires, oh, why do you persist? Professor Van Helsing, would you mind explaining to me, as of course you must explain to your jury, just what you mean by vampires?
The undead.
Undead?
Creatures who have never died, who prolong their unnatural lives by draining the blood of the living. At night they leave their graves and roam abroad like wolves seeking their prey. When daylight comes, they must return to their graves or die.
And this Count Dracula is one of those fabulous creatures? Is that what you expect me to believe?
Yes, yes. He came to England from his ancient castle in Transylvania, bringing with him boxes of earth from his native grave. Using Carfax Abbey as his base, he descended upon London for fresh victims. There were many mysterious attacks, each person found drained of blood. I was able to trace those attacks to their source, locate Dracula's hiding place, and drive that stake through his heart.
Professor, whom have you decided to retain for your defense?
There is only one man who might understand. My friend Geoffrey Garth.
Garth? Why, Garth's not an advocate. He's a psychiatrist.
He alone will understand.
Professor Van Helsing, you may, of course, use your own judgment, but I advise you to consider carefully. You have admitted to killing a man in a very horrible manner by driving a stake through his heart.
That is the only way a vampire can be destroyed.
And as head of Scotland Yard, I must warn you that there are only two courses which can be taken. Either formally charge you with murder and send you to the gallows, or to have you committed to an institution for the criminally insane.
Sir Basil, listen to me and believe me, I implore you. In destroying the monster Dracula, I performed a service to humanity.
Beg pardon, Sir Basil.
Yes, Squires, yes.
That constable's on the wire again. Wants to know what's being done about the bodies.
What constable? What bodies?
The constable at Whitby, sir. About the bodies of Count Dracula and the man Renfield.
Oh. Well, tell him I'm sending for them this evening, on the 10 o'clock. And tell him to keep guard over them and let no one near them.
I wish that bloke would hurry up and get here from Scotland Yard so we could go home.
9:30.
Better get started for the station.
Righto.
Not you. You heard orders. Keep them under guard.
You don't mean to say you're going to leave me here alone with them?
Someone's got to meet the train. That's etiquette, that is.
All right. I'll meet the train. After all, this is your jail.
You can't meet a sergeant from Scotland Yard. You've no official standing.
Oh. Watch that.
I didn't hear nothing.
In there. Listen.
Not a peep.
You'd better have a look.
You heard the noise. You have a look. Here, take this. There's never been no rats in Whitby jail.
There is now.
Here, give me that light. I'll have a look. Not a rat in sight. You're worse than an old woman, you are. A single rat. And nothing but two corpses. I'd better be getting to the station. Here. In case they get up and start walking.
Oh, them corpses.
And, Halbert, remember, England expects every man to do his duty.
Right.
Are you in charge here?
Yes, ma'am.
I've come to see the body of Count Dracula.
Sorry, ma'am, but I ain't allowed.
I must.
Why?
To make sure that he's dead.
You'll have to take my word for it, ma'am. He is.
Where is he? In there?
Sorry, ma'am, you can't go in there. It's against orders from Scotland Yard.
They'd never know if you didn't tell them.
Orders is orders.
What can I do to persuade you? Can I offer you money?
I'd rather you wouldn't, ma'am.
Or something more precious than money? Look. You've never seen a jewel as beautiful as this, nor as compelling. You'll remember nothing.
Drop of the all right, just to keep the chill off the bones.
Where have you got the bodies?
In there. Albert, this is Sergeant Wilkes of His Majesty's Scotland Yard.
Well, well. Where's your manners? What's the matter, lad? What is it, lad? What's the matter? Wake up. Wake up.
Sergeant.
Here, something's happened to him.
There's only one body in there.
What?
See for yourself.
He's gone.
Who?
Count Dracula.
But you would...
To Adonai and Azrael, into the keeping of the lords of the flame and lower pits, I consign this body to be forevermore consumed in this purging fire. Let all baleful spirits that threaten the souls of men be banished by the sprinkling of this salt. Be thou exorcised, O Dracula. And thy body, long undead, find destruction throughout eternity in the name of thy dark, unholy master. In the name of the All-Holiest, and through this cross, be the evil spirit cast out until the end of time. Understand what that means, Sander? Free to live as a woman. Free to take my place in the bright world of the living instead of among the shadows of the dead.
Perhaps.
What do you mean?
This night is almost gone. Who knows what another will bring?
Quick. We must be in London before dawn. Why are you looking at me that way?
I'm remembering last night. And waiting.
You think this night will be like all the others, don't you? Well, you're wrong. Dracula's destroyed. His body's in ashes. The spell is broken. I can live a normal life now. Think normal things. Even play normal music again. Listen. Your cradle song. Song my mother once sang to me long, long ago, rocking me to sleep as she sang in the twilight.
Twilight.
Quiet. Quiet, you disturb me. Twilight. Long shadows on the hillsides.
Evil shadows.
No. No, peaceful shadows. The flutter of wings in the treetops.
The wings of bats.
No, the wings of birds. From far off, the barking of a dog.
Barking because there are wolves about.
Silence. I forbid you.
Forbid? Why are you afraid?
I'm not. I found release.
That music doesn't speak of release.
No. No. You're right.
That music tells of the dark. Evil things, shadowy places.
Stop! 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 Sander, look at me. What do you see in my eyes?
Death.
Harry. Harry, it's almost daylight. There's blood on it again.
The last transfusion?
About 4 hours before he died.
What do you think caused his death?
An unnatural loss of blood which we've been unable to determine.
If we only knew what caused those two sharp punctures over the jugular vein.
Tramp over the moors and the smell of the heather may help me forget London. And case histories of neurotic ladies.
Aye, but remember, you're not here to doctor the birds, but to shoot them.
There are a few birds in London I'd like to shoot, and they haven't feathers either.
All right, Jock.
It's my assistant, Janet Blake. I left her in London with orders to forget where I'd gone.
Geoffrey!
What in the name of... Excuse me. Well, what do you want?
You? Come on, get in. You're going back to London.
No. I have an appointment with several grouse.
You have an appointment with Scotland Yard.
What for? I haven't killed anybody.
No, but a friend of yours has. A man named Von Helsing.
Von Helsing? Professor Von Helsing? Oh, he's in Budapest.
No, he's in London. He needs help badly. They tried to reach you here by phone yesterday and ended by my planing to Edinburgh and driving from there all night. I'm in no mood for an argument.
Oh, Geoffrey, we've barely time to reach the positions.
Miss Blake, Mr. Graham.
How do you do?
You'll have to forget about me. Got to dash back to London. Here, Angus, I know I had no business buying it in the first place. Keep it for next year. Besides, I don't trust myself with it at the moment.
Forgive his bad manners, Mr. Graham.
Never mind my bad manners.
I've got your line. Goodbye.
Good shooting. Just because you're a baronet's daughter, you take liberties that an ordinary secretary wouldn't think of.
The ordinary secretary wouldn't have intelligence enough to think of.
Huh. Well, while you're driving, go ahead. Do you want them to hang the man before we get there?
I'm a psychiatrist, Professor. Not a lawyer.
I'd do anything in the world to help you.
But what?
You must convince them of my sanity.
If I do that, they'll hang you for murder.
You can't murder a man who's been dead for 5 centuries.
Talking like that won't help.
When you were a student under me in Vienna, Geoffrey, you had a far more open mind.
My mind is just as open as it ever was, Professor. But it's a scientific mind, and there's no place in it for superstition.
Superstition? Who can define the boundary line between the superstition of yesterday and the scientific fact of tomorrow? In the history of your own profession, psychiatry, a century ago, hypnosis was looked upon as black magic. Today, it is accepted as commonplace, even used in anesthesia. What would have happened to a man 100 years ago who advanced the present-day theories of the subconscious?
Oh, I know.
Do you, as an intelligent scientist, dare to dismiss as superstition the principles underlying Tibetan magic? Voodooism? Or transference?
No.
Well, there you are.
Oh, wait, Professor, wait. Arguments of this sort are all right in academic circles. You're up against stern reality. You can't defend yourself by quoting folklore. There isn't a jury in England that would believe you. And if I had the most brilliant legal mind in the world, I couldn't make them.
Then I must stand alone, Geoffrey.
No, Professor. I'll help you. I don't know how. I haven't the faintest idea where to start. But I'll stake my reputation against the facts. If there's a way to clear you, I'll do it. Who did this?
A Hungarian. She just arrived in London a few weeks ago. She's
charming.
What's her name?
Countess Maria Zelazka.
Excuse me, Jeffrey.
My dear, how sweet of you to come.
Don't you know it's very rude to stare at strangers?
Well, I've gotten rid of you for a while.
Not while there's a dangerous-looking brunette like that around.
You know, my guests are dying to meet you. Countess Zelazka, I want you to know Jeffrey Garth, one of my most intimate friends.
How do you do?
And Janet Blake, who doesn't like your painting very much.
No. Oh, he doesn't like it either. He says that whoever...
Quiet.
Sherry, Mario?
Thank you. I never drink wine.
Long, did you, Jeffrey?
No, didn't fire a shot. Never even saw a grouse. Thanks to Father's little helper here.
Oh, that Van Helsing thing. I've been reading about it in the papers.
Is that vampire case?
Yes, the man who was known as Count Dracula.
Rum sort of thing. Seems that this fellow Van Helsing shoved a stake through this Dracula fellow's heart.
Do you know him, Jeffrey?
I studied under him. I owe most of my success to him.
What are you going to do?
Well, I don't quite know yet. One thing I'm pretty sure of, they won't press the murder charge. They haven't been able to find Dracula's body.
Maybe one of his vampire friends flew in and spirited him away.
Well, strangely enough, Van Helsing takes his vampires quite seriously.
Why not? Possibly there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamed of in your psychiatry, Mr. Garth.
I'm sure we'd all be interested to know what modern science has to say about vampires. Go on, Jeffrey.
But surely you don't believe that preposterous rot, old fellow, what?
No, but I believe in Van Helsing. He's gone much deeper into these things than most of us. Perhaps he's taken them too literally. Such research can easily lead to obsession.
You mean like people imagining they're Napoleon?
More or less. Like any disease of the mind, it can be cured. All we have to discover is what brought about the obsession in order to effect mental release.
Release?
Yes, release. Sympathetic treatment will release the human mind from any obsession.
I'm interested in what you've been saying, Mr. Garth. I'm wondering if we might talk about it one evening soon. Just you and I.
I'd like to. Very much.
Having quite a lot of trouble.
All I ask is a little cooperation from this blasted...
Careful, Doctor. You know what you tell Lady Anstruther about high blood pressure.
Listen, it's after office hours. Will you go home?
I'm worried.
Worried about what?
You. Tonight.
Why?
Oh, call it what you like. All the same, you were the only person at Lady Esme's party to whom she paid the slightest attention.
Perhaps I'm intelligent.
What odds are you not getting a tie for at least 40 minutes?
Well, you might help me.
I beg your pardon.
I said, will you tie this tie or won't you?
You just... hated to ask me, didn't you?
Well, come on, come on, come on.
No, really, Doctor, I've never seen you in such a dither. I must have underestimated the lady's attractions. Still, I don't know what you'd do without me. There. Good night, Doctor. Good hunting.
Hey!
Dr. Garth.
Haven't you noticed I've been having tie trouble all evening?
It looks all right to me.
You know, this is the first woman's flat I've been in that didn't have at least 20 mirrors in it.
I'm glad you're not your friend, Professor von Helsing.
Why?
He'd probably attach some occult significance to my lack of mirrors.
Occult?
Well, I seem to remember an old Hungarian legend that a vampire casts no reflection in a mirror.
And you being the lady in question?
Yes, what is it?
Telephone. For him.
In the hall, Dr. Goth.
Thank you.
Yes. Dr. Goth speaking. Well, who is this? What do you want?
Please come right away. This is the zoo speaking.
The what? The zoo?
Yeah, one of our elephants is seeing pink men.
All right, now listen to me, Janet. This has gone far enough. Well, there's nothing funny about it. I'm in the midst of a very serious... Hello?
I don't think that'll happen again. May I have a cigarette?
Dr. Garth, I ask you here tonight because I need your help.
As a psychiatrist?
As a man of strength and courage.
Well, I'm afraid that places me at a disadvantage.
Do you believe that the dead can influence the living?
Well, in what way?
Could you conceive of a superhuman mentality influencing someone from the other side of death?
No.
There is such a one.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on.
Something that reaches out from beyond the grave and fills me with horrible impulses.
Well, how can I help you?
Use my brain, my will, for an instrument as he has used them, but for release.
Your mind has the power to do that. Your strength lies within yourself. Put it to a test.
A test?
Well, for example, you know what we do with alcoholics? We give them liquor, make them sit for hours alone without touching it, make them meet their craving, beat it back. That is, if they have the will to be free.
I have.
Then do this. The next time you feel this influence, don't avoid it. Meet it. Fight it. Score the first victory. That's the secret.
Life against death. The strength of a human mind against the powers of darkness.
I'll help you.
You must. You must. Your strength against his.
Not another phone call. A woman?
No, a man. He says it's important.
Oh.
He can help me, Sander. This time, I'm sure.
Now, look here. I'm tired being annoyed after office hours, and if you don't stop calling me, I'll come over there, and regardless of your sex, I'll smack you in the nose.
But this is Dr. Beamish.
Oh, yes, it's Dr. Beamish now, is it? Well, Doctor, how would you like to go back to the zoo and find a nice, empty cage?
I beg your pardon. This is Dr. Beamish of St. Mary's Hospital.
Oh, I say, Doctor. I'm profoundly sorry. What?
I've called about Lady Anstruther.
Oh.
I would like you to go and see her immediately. That is, if you're in condition to do so.
Well, I'll come directly. Righto.
Would you get my hat and coat, please? I'm sorry. I must leave immediately.
Oh, no.
An obsession case I've been handling has become a bit violent.
But you don't understand. You must hear me out tonight, now.
Come to see me at the hospital tomorrow afternoon about 4:30.
I can't do that.
Oh, but surely if this is so vital to you...
But you don't understand. It isn't possible. Can you see me tomorrow night?
Well, I'll let you know. I think so. Good night. And don't worry.
Are we going out?
We're going to the studio. Tonight I paint, and I will need a model.
Alone. I haven't done anything to anybody.
The river is cold and dark. I know where there is warmth and food and money.
I don't want your kind of money.
My mistress is an artist. She will pay you if you will pose for her tonight. There's nothing to fear. Come.
Be afraid, my dear.
Look, it was him I wasn't so sure about, ma'am.
Make yourself comfortable over here. What's your name?
Lily.
Very pretty. You have beautiful hands, but they're so white and bloodless.
They're cold, ma'am.
You came here willingly?
No, not at first.
Do you know where you are?
Yes, in Chelsea.
Have you ever seen me before?
No. No, I haven't.
Help yourself, Lily. Have you ever modeled before?
No, I haven't.
I'm doing a study of a young girl's head and shoulders. You won't object to removing your blouse, will you?
No, I guess not.
You can get ready behind that screen.
Thank you. I'm ready now.
Yes. Finish your wine, it'll warm you. Stand by the fire for a moment. You mustn't catch cold.
Why are you looking at me that way? Won't I do?
Yes, you'll do very well indeed. Do you like jewels, Lily? This is very old and very beautiful. I'll show it to you.
I don't think I'll pose tonight. I think I'll go if you don't mind. Please don't come any closer.
One good reason why you shouldn't be dismissed immediately?
Yes, an excellent one.
Of all the childish, thoroughly unpardonable impertinences. Last night, those phone calls. Causing me to tell the chief of staff to go back to the zoo.
Well, so he should. And who was responsible for my phone ringing every half hour all night long?
I was. I told the nurse at the switchboard to see that you didn't have a wink of sleep.
I thought as much. Well, I only came down this morning to tell you that you can look for a new assistant. My resignation.
Accepted. With the most ineffable pleasure.
Excuse me, Dr. Garth, but Dr. Graham wants to know if you will come and see an emergency patient in 32.
What for?
An amnesia case. Something quite unusual.
Unusual, eh? Get your notebook and come along with me.
Oh, no, I'm leaving.
Don't quibble. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Strange case here, Doctor. We think it's quite hopeless. Loss of blood and apparent amnesia.
What treatment?
Two transfusions.
Any response?
Very little.
It's not amnesia.
What is it then?
Post-hypnosis. What does that chart say?
Picked up near Curzon Street. No signs of violence. Rambling, incoherent talk. Spoke of woman.
Woman? What woman? What'd you say?
Oh, something about blood. Then she lapsed into unconsciousness. And we haven't been able to rouse her since.
I think you've done everything possible.
What about those marks on her neck?
What marks on her neck?
Two little punctures near the jugular vein. Like insect bites. There.
Open that shade a little. Let's bring her out of this coma if only for a few moments. Give her adrenaline. And if she rallies, let me know instantly.
Yes, Doctor. What do you think those marks mean?
I'd rather not say. I've had a chance to talk with the one man in London who might explain them. Professor Van Helsing.
The loss of blood. The marks on the neck.
I don't understand, gentlemen. I don't see how it can be, but those are the marks of the vampire.
Well, it becomes increasingly evident owing to the disappearance of Dracula's body and the subsequent evidence that he isn't dead at all.
No vampire can survive the stake.
Well, he may have given the appearance of death. During the day, the body lay at Whitby and come to life at night.
Oh, dash it all. You've got me talking this gibberish now.
Dracula had many victims, Sir Basil, into whose veins he infused his own tainted blood, making them creatures like himself.
Sounds very much to me as if you were trying to build up your own defense, if you'll forgive my saying so.
What about the man they found last Friday night? Near the embankment. Pardon me. Marks. Two small punctures near jugular vein, resembling pinpricks. Swollen slightly. Faint discoloration. Exactly the same.
You must do something about these attacks, Sir Basil. There will be others.
But of course there'll be. People are always being attacked in a fog. That doesn't prove that London is hag-ridden with vampires. It's preposterous. I think you two are trying to pull my leg.
Well, as soon as that girl's in a condition for a post-hypnotic examination, we'll have something definite to go on.
How soon will that be?
Tonight. I'm using the Letellier test.
Find out where the attack took place, and you'll have your vampire.
Well, how will I know whether it's a vampire in good standing or just another maniac?
There'll be a box of earth somewhere near at hand, Geoffrey. A box of its own native soil, to which the vampire must return at the end of each night. And another thing. There will be no mirrors anywhere about.
What?
Because a vampire casts no reflection in mirrors.
Yeah.
You might say good evening.
Good evening. What are you doing here? Thought you'd severed all connections with the hospital.
I've changed my mind.
I detest vacillating women. Well, you might as well run along, Janet. I'm examining that girl we looked at presently. Tell Aubrey that I may drop by later.
Who is going to tie your tie?
My dear child, I've tied my own tie since I was 16. If I should have any difficulty, I'm quite sure that Miss Peabody... Miss Peabody.
Miss Peabody.
Yes, Dr. Garth?
Would you tie my tie, please?
I'm not sure that I can...
Oh, come, come. Anybody can tie a tie.
Miss Peabody, the short end loop's over. Over. Oh, I see. Thank you. Oh, for goodness sake.
Janet, I assure you...
Quiet.
That
there. Stout fella.
Is this?
Perfect.
Why didn't you tie it this way last night? Janet? Janet!
Oh, good evening, Miss Blake. Is Dr. Goth here?
I'm sorry, he's just left.
Oh. May I go to supper now, Dr. Goth?
Yes, yes, by all means. Go ahead.
Why was it necessary to lie? Dr. Goth asked me to come this evening.
Well, here. Go right in.
Countess Zaleska.
I had to come. You said you'd help me.
You're trembling. Your hands are like ice. Come, sit down.
Dr. Garth, I can't go on. That is without you. You're the one person who stands between me and utter destruction. I'm leaving London tonight forever.
What?
I know the truth now. There's nothing ahead for me but horror.
You must control yourself if you expect me to understand what you're talking about.
When you left me last night, I determined to put myself to a test, as you suggested. I failed. It came over me again, that overpowering command. Wordless, insistent. And I had to obey.
What was it?
I can't tell you. It's too ghastly.
I have something here that may help to steady your nerves. A mechanical means of inducing hypnosis. Come here, please. This little light shines against the disc, reflected by the mirrors.
No.
Why not?
It's too late for experiments.
I'm afraid you're right.
I came to ask you to go with me.
Go with you?
Yes, tonight to the continent. Oh, I know it all sounds mad. It is. But you must do this for me. I'll make any concession, but you must come with me.
You know that's impossible.
No, no, don't say that. You're a great doctor, a doctor of minds, of souls. I need you, Dr. Garth. I need you to save my soul.
How can you expect me even to listen to you when you're concealing the truth about yourself?
But I've told you all I can now.
You mean you've told me all you dare? Pardon me. Yes?
The girl is ready now, Dr. Garth.
All right. I'll be there at once. I want you to wait here for me. I'll be back very shortly. A patient. I want you to sit down very calmly and make up your mind exactly how you're going to tell me the truth. The entire truth.
But...
when I come back, we'll decide what can be done, if anything. Meanwhile, I wouldn't plan on leaving London tonight, if I were you.
I'll leave, and you will go with me. Where's Dr. Garth? He'll be back presently. Won't you sit down? I'd like to talk to you.
Well, I'm sure we've nothing to discuss, Countess Zaleska.
We might talk of Dr. Garth. He's interested in both of us.
Well, I'm quite aware of his interest in you, Countess, as a psychiatrist.
Send her. Take her to the car. This way.
Lights. Don't be afraid.
No, 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 please, please, let me alone. Oh, but Lord, it hurts my eyes.
No,
right.
No, no, dear, no.
Relax. That's better. Just as though you were going to sleep. Sound asleep. That's more like it. You are sleepy. It's hard to keep your eyes open with that light in them, isn't it? But look at it again. As long as you can. That's better. You're almost asleep now. I want you to try to remember. Remember. There are little pictures in your mind. Pictures behind your eyes. You can see them if you try. 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 You must remember.
No. No. No.
Nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to fear. We're here to protect you.
Take it away from my eyes. It hurts.
The light?
The ring. The ring on your hand.
Whose hand?
Your hand, ma'am. Your eyes. I don't want to pose.
Pose?
I think I'll go if you don't mind. Please. Please let me out.
Where are you? You know. You remember now.
Your studio.
What studio? Where?
In Chelsea. I know that. I used to live here.
Whereabouts in Chelsea? You must remember.
The bookshop's closed. I don't want to go up those dark stairs. Let go of my arm. You're hurting me. Please.
The one who's responsible.
Countess Zaleska.
For the night.
Scotland Yard.
That's different. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for the studio of a woman who calls herself Countess Zaleska. Dark, aristocratic.
There's a woman with a place on the third floor. That ain't her name, but there's some strange goings on up there.
Use your telephone.
On the desk. There.
Beg pardon, sir.
Yes, Abt, yes, yes. What is it? Can't you see I'm busy?
Dr. Garth on the wire, sir. He says...
Oh, don't stand there telling me what he says. Give me the telephone.
Yes.
And Hobbs, just have a look in that lock there, will you? And see if you can find my Bolivian blue. Hello, hello, Jeffrey. Yes, yes. What is it? What is it? What do you want?
Take down this address and bring Ben Helsing with you immediately.
Chelsea? Well, what on earth are you doing in Chelsea at this time of night?
Running down a vampire.
Vampires, oh my... Are you drunk?
Not likely. Will you hurry, please?
All right, all right. I'll get there as soon as possible, but it's all a pack of nonsense.
The Bolivian blue, sir.
Idiot, that's a Guatemalan red. Clear away this stuff, will you?
Yes, sir. Will you take your barley water now, sir?
Barley water, get me my heavy top coat and revolver. I'm going out after vampires.
Vampires?
Vampires! Ha, ha, ha!
But I always understood you went after them with checkbooks, sir.
Hobbs, don't be facetious.
No, sir.
Longer than I expected.
What's all this mean?
As I told you, I'm leaving tonight. And you're going with me.
No. You're coming with me. Scotland Yard.
I think not.
Do you know that I've just come from the bedside of the girl you brought here last night? Well, she's dead.
What a pity. She seemed so healthy.
Another victim last week. A man.
You're no longer the sympathetic Samaritan, are you, Dr. Garth? No, you're a policeman. Nevertheless, you can still help me. And you shall.
You must be insane.
Desperate, rather. There isn't anything I won't do now to enlist your aid in freeing me of the curse of the Draculas.
Draculas?
Yes. I am Dracula's daughter. Miss Blake.
What about Miss Blake?
Do you know where she is?
Yes, Sir Aubrey Bedford's.
Are you quite sure?
Positive.
She returned to your study after you left. We talked, but not too long.
I don't believe you.
Why don't you telephone and find out? There's one in that desk.
Very well.
Hello, Jeffrey, old fellow. Where have you been? When are you coming over?
Pretty soon. Is Janet there?
No, she phoned about half an hour ago.
What? She did what?
I said she phoned about half an hour ago, said she was meeting you somewhere in Chelsea, of all places. Some studio or other. I said, well, what's it all about? Have you found a better party?
Countess Zaleska!
Just what new piece of asininity is this?
She's gone. She's taken Janet with her.
Gone? Who's gone?
Countess Zaleska. Dracula's daughter.
Dracula's daughter? Now look here, you two. If you're still playing games with me, if you routed me out of my bed in the middle of the night to dash down here on some confounded hoax...
This is no hoax, Sir Basil.
Exactly what happened?
She came to the hospital tonight. Said she was leaving London. She begged me to go with her.
Go with her?
Well, I refused, of course.
Later, after I'd examined the girl and traced Celeska here, she still insisted. She said she'd force me.
How she got hold of Janet,
I don't know, but we've got to find them. Janet's in danger. Think of what happened to those others.
No, wait. As long as this woman wants to control you, she won't harm her.
Oh, what are you standing there for? Why don't you do something? They're still in London. Send out a general alarm. Throw a dragnet around the city.
Where's the telephone?
In there. Zaleska has a flat in Russell Square.
Oh, she won't be there. If she manages to slip out of England tonight, there's only one place in this world to which she'll go. Her castle in Transylvania.
Hello. Scotland Yard.
Sir Basil Humphrey speaking. Yes. Get Miss Quires. I want a general broadcast.
Scotland Yard requests report on the following
my telephone last night.
Yes, well, what about it? What'd you find?
Nothing, sir. Oh. Nobody at the Russell Square flat. Everything torn up. No letters, no nothing. Huh. Dr. Garth was there.
Where is he now?
I don't know, sir. He went away somewhere in his car.
Hello. Yeah, hello. What? Well, why wasn't it followed? Somebody loses skin for this, all right. Dover. Reports an unidentified plane, no lights, taking off across the channel an hour ago.
Of course she'd have made all preparations.
Get me the Paris police headquarters. Well, what are you standing there for?
We must find Jeffrey and break the news as gently as possible.
Just came, sir.
Thank you. More good news. Listen to this. Chartered plane leaving for Transylvania will keep in touch Jeffrey Garth.
Stop him!
What?
He's going to his death.
Get me Croydon Airport at once. You hear? At once.
We dare go until morning.
What?
The vampire. She walks tonight with her unhallowed father.
Are you quite sure?
Loyal.
Well, then let's get along.
You're just in time. In a few minutes, the doors will be barred until daylight.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you £5 if you'll take me as far as Borgo Pass. No farther.
But not further than Borgo Pass.
That's more like it. There. And I'll ride in the front seat with you. Will you take care of my bag, please, until
yes,
I come
sir.
Back?
Come along.
You must be mad.
Beautiful and helpless.
Yes.
Why have you left her unharmed?
It's the only way I can be sure of Garth.
What do you want of Garth? Release? Still release?
No, I know that's impossible now. I want him.
What do you mean?
His life in exchange for hers.
His death?
No. No, not death. Life. Eternal life with me.
Have you forgotten your promise that I was to have eternal life? There is death for Garth if he comes here. Death, not life. And destruction for you.
Get out.
You won't wait long.
No, not long.
Good night, my friend. Harmed her?
You're not in London now, Dr. Garth, with your police. You're in Transylvania, in my castle.
Never mind all that. Where is she? In there?
Wait.
Get out of my way.
Very well.
Here we are. Wrap on the door.
He's over in England.
Yes, that's him.
What's he saying? What's he saying?
He's gone to the castle. There isn't a moment to be lost.
Let's get on with it, then.
Hypnosis, huh?
Something older and more powerful.
Whatever it is, I'll bring her out of it.
Like the other one who died? Pulse is weak, Dr. Garth. Growing weaker. All your skill can't help her now. She's under a spell that can be broken only by me. Or death.
Well, then break it.
Great Dr. Garth, helpless, as she lies there dying before him.
She's not dying. I won't let her die. Janet.
Your life for hers.
What are you talking about?
Remain here.
Remain?
Yes, with me among the undead. One yourself. As only I can make that possible. Never to know death as men know it.
You're insane.
Insane? To offer you eternal life?
I don't believe in your spells and your magic.
Then let your science save her, or...
or what?
Or agree to remain here.
Janet, is she?
She's all right.
Countess Zaleska.
Out there. Janet. Open your eyes.
Oh, Jeffrey.
There's your vampire, Sir Basil. The arrow. A wooden shaft through her heart. Just as I drove the stake through his.
The woman is beautiful.
She was beautiful when she died. 100 years ago.